I think this is effectively torture for the people with make-affected homes who are waiting anxiously to find out what the government is actually going to do in terms of dealing with the problem. And the way they do this, government seems to do their business, is to leak stuff out to see what the reception will be for it in the media. And we've been treated over the last week or so to numerous different suppositions in the media as to what's going to happen, and that's just not good enough, and it's not on for the Mica families, because I mean, this is a very serious issue, and the government needs to treat it as such and needs to stop this ongoing delay and actually come out and put once and for all a scheme in place that deals with 100% redress, and the families can actually know what's ahead of them in the years to come.
It can be argued that maybe perhaps waiting a few more weeks for the right scheme would be worth it.
I suppose if you're a government minister, you'd be arguing that, all right. But I mean, how long does it take for them to actually put in place the right scheme? How long does it take for them to actually know what's involved here and what is needed? They've had one go at devising a scheme already, where the previous government put a scheme in place, and that clearly didn't work. And we know that the only thing that can work and that can ensure that families can have the respite that they need and they can have the actual repair that they require is a 100% redress scheme, and that's the bottom line. There's no need to think about it. The government just needs to do it.